I'm planning to do like a house tour in Nigeria.
A house tour.
Mm-hmm. So I'm basically going to open up a mailing list and ask different people in different cities to email us if they want me to come to their house.
Are you serious?
And do a show.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. And I'm so going to be on the road for like 2 weeks. And we're going to do it regardless of anything. We're going up north. We're going down south. We're going to the east. We're going to all the major cities.
Hello?
Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our sleep blog?
I haven't actually. I've been chilling. Should I do giveaway?
Like mad.
Are you serious?
So it's by one get.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get the package here.
Soft. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMania. GoMania allows me to track my finances. That way, I know exactly what I'm spending my money on. So now, with the GoMania app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store and bank links.
Hi guys. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikoya Speaks. I'm still your host, Oshikoya. And today, I'm actually excited for this episode because I'm a big fan of Bloody Civilian. But before we get into that, just wanted to say thank you guys for working with me through the entire season of Gen Next. This is the final episode and I'm joined by one of my faves, very special guest today. Her name is Bloody Civilian. If you don't know her, you know her today, but I'm very sure you would know her. But yeah. Hi, Bloody.
Hi. It's nice to finally meet you in person.
Finally. I'm so excited for this episode, especially because I'm a fan of your music. I'm a fan of your work. I think, I'm not even trying to gas you, but I think you're so amazing. I think you're an all-round, I like to refer to you as an all-round creative with your music. And I love how you make music, how you want to. I think that's what stands out the most about the music you make to me. But How are you? I can't complain. I'm great. I'm chilling. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah. It's been raining all week.
It's been crazy, but can't complain. How are you doing? How's the year been for you?
The year's been good. This week especially has been crazy. Been doing shoots.
It's been 3 days already. It's only been 3 days in the week.
I mean, okay, my week and last week is kind of collapsed right now, but it's been quite crazy. So, yeah.
What have you been up to this past few months?
So, I had three shoots, right? Last week. Damn. And they were both hours long, so.
Oh, no, damn.
I'm exhausted.
Have you had time to rest, though?
Yes. I rested on Sunday very well. I pretty much slept all day.
That's very important. I mean, I don't think people understand the need to rest when it gets crazy, but it's good that like you have those breaks.
Yeah.
Nice. How has the first quarter of the year been for you? And the second quarter now, but like how was the first quarter? I know you had a release in March. That was March, right? Yeah.
So I'm so bad with spatial timing. Like, okay, we're in May.
So this is the second quarter. So how was the first quarter?
Q1 was cool. It was stress-free. It was just kind of like discovery mode, moving to Lagos, building a team, and putting out music, putting out my first song. And yeah, it was just like a really interesting Q1, I'll say. Mm. And we're headed into Q2 now.
We started, but yeah.
We're still in Q1.
No, it started Q2. This is second quarter.
This is Q2. Yeah. Q2 has already started crazy. I don't think I'm liking it because Q2, I think, is now a lot of work.
Yeah.
And a lot of stress, a lot of planning. Mm. I definitely was playing Q1, but now everything is
real. Time to sit up.
Yeah.
Everything is moving
but
fast.
But it's all for good reason because it's obviously as a result of like things going well. But it's actually quite stressful.
I love that.
Can't lie.
But like, you're still looking great. You're still killing it. So.
Thank you.
And I've been seeing you killing it on TikTok as well.
Omo.
Literally dancing every day.
Anyone you people see, just manage.
No, we're not complaining. I love this
song. Thank you.
So
thank you. Is.
But like, I wanted to talk about your journey. So Gen Next is basically me following the journey of like the people I believe in, that I'm very sure is, you know, like the next generation of stars, basically. Yeah. That is what Gen Next is. But like, how's the journey been for you so far? I know that you started in Abuja, then you had to move to Lagos.
Yeah.
How's it been?
So I think like for every other artist I know from ABJ, we pretty much have the same story. Like you have to reorient yourself when you get to Lagos. It has its own rules. But it's been very exciting. Like there's nothing I've experienced in Lagos that's just mediocre. If things are going wrong, it's going hysterically wrong. If it's going well, it's going ridiculously good. And the city is just rush. That's what it is. So it's exciting. That's like the major thing I'll say about Lagos. And also, I'm kind of inspired by people's work ethic here. I think the work ethic in Lagos, it trains you to work with ridiculous odds. So you're pretty much good to work in any other place.
That's very interesting. So there's a major difference between Lagos and Abuja when it comes to like doing the work.
Yeah, I mean, in Abuja, like most of us were relaxing. Like
relaxed
until we got here and it got real, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, for a lot of artists, that kind of space is where they best create, because then you can create things in your purest form and be authentic. But at least Lagos is like a very good place to get discovered and finally get like, maybe if it's recognition you're looking for or if it's money, this is definitely the place to take those next steps.
I love that. That's actually so real.
Yeah.
That's too interesting. I know that like a lot of people that like come from Abuja to Lagos, literally, like you said, have the same thing. So like in Abuja, everyone is just vibing, not vibing, but like vibing still and just trying to hustle. But in Lagos, you're actually doing the work. Like you actually have to, because it's so fast paced and it's so, everything is moving
go,
on the go.
Yeah.
That's very interesting that you mentioned that. I know you mentioned something about building a team. How is that just moving from there here, having to create your own circle of people you trust?
So I feel like one major thing that I've enjoyed is in meeting and learning from people, and also the relationships formed, like, you know, just on meeting people, you don't even know the future of how long you guys will work or how well you guys will work. And I think that's what's exciting about Lagos. You meet so many people and you don't know who's about to become, you know, your long-term asset. Like someone that can really be there and like, you know, you guys can make things happen together. So, yeah.
But building a team, what would you say that like is the most important part of like building your own team?
I think it's, in first and foremost, you actually knowing what you bring to the table so that you don't collide with the people you're adding into the team that you're building. You want people to complement what you can do on your own. So it's important to like have that self-discovery first and know, okay, this is where my biggest weaknesses are, so that those are the people you're looking for. So I think that's definitely, you know, the best way to build.
Hear that. Okay, so what have you been watching? What have you been listening to past few weeks? Watching anything?
Let's start watching. I just finished Bridgerton, like everybody else.
I haven't watched it.
I think it's good.
I haven't had time, but I'm going to. I've been saying it, but I'm going to make time to watch it.
I think it's good. I think it's one of those things where I thought everyone was overhyping it, but I think it was pretty good and entertaining. Yeah, it's an easy watch. It's not hard on the brain. If that makes any sense. It does. Fair. No stress. If you want to just relax and watch something dramatic, that's Bridgerton for sure. What else am I watching? Right now, I don't think anything else is cutting it for me. Like, I've started a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to mention what, but they're just not working out.
They're just not working.
I tried watching like some rich something, young rich and something.
Young rich and African.
Yeah. I couldn't get past episode one, but everyone around me is fighting me to watch this thing. And I'm trying my best. I've been trying episode one over and over.
It's just too fake.
I'm not making it over the fence. I don't know why.
it's too fake for you, right? Or what's the issue? I know a lot of people that watch it always say that it's just too fake or it's unrealistic. Like, you're throwing parties every day.
That's the thing. I love dramatic things like that. I like messy things like that. They're very entertaining, you know?
What's wrong with this
but
one?
But I think, I don't know. I think it's just maybe my receptors are fried from TikTok. So I just can't sit down and watch it. That's probably what it is, honestly.
You know
it's not even personal. It's not personal. Yeah.
I love that. That is so cool. That is so ridiculous. Okay, so before we get into like you and your music, do you have like a word that just keeps you going? Is there that word for you that just keeps you inspired, just keeps you going, and just anytime it gets crazy, you always have to just remember this particular word? Do you have that?
No, I don't think so. I think I have an image, but I don't think I have a word. I just picture a beach and being able to like sleep there, record there, make music there. Yeah. And I feel like I'm working for this future piece that I'm working towards being able to, you know, you can't be an upcoming artist and live in Abuja. Right. So, but I feel like I'm working hard enough to go back home. That's literally my goal. Yeah.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. That is so. Literally, even Odumodu said the same thing. Like, he can't live here.
Have you lived outside of Lagos before?
No. But I can understand why. I used
all of
to
us
go to
from
Abuja,
PH, everyone from Abuja, PH, Enugu, we say the same thing.
Damn.
I feel like the city has.
Lagos, that bad.
Lagos gives, though. Wait, Lagos gives. But what it takes.
Damn.
I feel like if you've lived here all your life, you might not really realize. Like there was a time like a friend of mine came to visit me in Abuja and he was noticing the stupidest things. Like he was looking at rocks and was like, there's trees. Like he was looking at the hills.
It busts my head.
And it was until he said it that I even saw them. I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
no, because
it was like, look at the skyline. I was like, what? When I entered Lagos, I understood.
No, because I can relate to that. Yeah. Like, anytime I take a break from here and I go maybe Accra or Abuja, especially Accra and Abuja, it's like, people know what this
scammed.
Is. This is real.
Yeah.
So I feel like everybody really needs that break, especially Abuja. There's no traffic. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is so real.
Yeah. I mean, Abuja has its traffic, but it has its times. And it's times, it's not every time.
That's
most important. You can avoid traffic in Abuja, but there is traffic.
Mm.
But in Lagos, I genuinely feel like maybe like it's only night movement. Then if you move at night, then it's unsafe because of police. And I've had a lot of issues with that because almost everyone I know has like dreads or blonde hair or something. So it's not easy to navigate. Yeah.
Well, that is crazy. But I think living here, guess I've gotten used to it. You don't really have a choice. You have to be. But I actually thank God that I live in Lagos. I feel like if I used to live anywhere else, I probably won't be as motivated or as fast-paced as I am. I feel like my life is always, like I always have to, even when I'm sitting down, when I'm not doing anything, I'm like, I should be busy. Like, I should be doing something.
Yeah.
I feel like Lagos has definitely had that
effect on
me.
You.
It's not really a good thing sometimes, but I like the fact that like you can just keep me on my feet all the time. But I like the breaks. I definitely respect the breaks.
So do you ever like leave Lagos for vacation?
Yeah, for sure.
To relax?
Yes, all the time.
What's your favorite city in the world?
In the world.
Or what's your favorite, even if you haven't gone?
Okay. I think in terms of where I have gone, maybe Nairobi. It has
I've never gone there.
I won't say it's peaceful. It's just as, it's actually not. It's almost as fast paced as Lagos, but like.
And I heard Kenyans talk really low that I've only heard about.
They are just, they don't really have stress in that place.
Yeah, they're very soft.
But they're chill.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it's still very, very fast paced and all. But like, I think in terms of where I would want to go, I really want to go to Seychelles. Want to go to Mauritius. I just like blue water. I like the life.
Yeah, the beach.
The beach.
Yeah, I'm gang.
Yeah, I love that. That's why I was so happy that you mentioned the beach. But yeah.
I think what I find so interesting about places like that are like African countries, but they're very different from like Nigeria and like, you know, like other places in West Africa is I feel like we're all the same people, but we have like different environments making us like manifest differently. So I take very seriously environment. I know that there's things about you that change depending on where you are. And that's just due to humans, we need to survive. Yeah. So wherever you go, you have to survive there. You have to adapt. Exactly. So I'm always so curious how Kenyans would be if they were just exchanged with Nigerians and we were taken there and they were brought here. Like, what would they be like?
I feel like Nigerians would definitely adapt faster.
Yeah.
Faster for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't...
We'll definitely calm down in Kenya.
Yes, yes.
Just be outside looking at the sky.
Chile, you know, they like to party. They love to club and drink. Bro, I went for a party in Kenya one time and everybody was drunk. I'm like, who is going to take who home? Literally, everybody was gone. I'm like... Okay, you know what? Might as well. You can't beat them. You join them. So drunk with them a bit, son.
But it was cool.
It was cool. It was a vibe. But yeah. Okay, let's get into your music. Let's get into what you've done. You know, coming out from like the Black Panther album. I guess that was where I obviously knew about like the name Bloody Civilian. How was that? How was working on that, first of all?
I mean, it was definitely life-changing. Because it was... my first big thing that I ever did. And it was, I was very nervous, like going in, because I was about to meet this, you know, like the guy who does the scoring for like all the big movies I know.
Okay.
And also work with him in real time, which is crazy because I felt like I haven't even made a beat with the producers I look up to in Nige. So being able to work with this guy, it was just like, this jump is crazy.
Yeah.
But when I went there, everyone was really cool. The environment, everyone was just there ready to work and vibe. And it didn't feel like forced.
Mm.
So it was definitely lovely.
But how's it been since then? Since then, between then and How to Kill a Man, how what was that?
Honestly,
did you feel pressure to obviously outdo yourself?
Honestly, it's just been a crazy journey. Like, you have to understand. Imagine the kind of fans you gather off of songs like mine. Everything, every time I open my phone and I get a notification, it is some exciting shit. Like, I'm always like in the kitchen showing people like, look at this, look at what someone said, look at that. Because honestly, everyone that I've even discovered online that I haven't even met is just different in their own kind of way.
Yeah.
So it's just exciting. I think like ever since Black Panther, which obviously was a large platform, going into How to Kill a Man and, you know, I Don't Like You. It's just been wild.
Roller coaster.
Yeah.
I love that. But that's part of the that's the journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay, how was I know that like you do a lot of you. Let me put it like that. Like, you just like to experiment and just do your thing and somehow it works.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say, like, how do you create music? How do you make music?
So I'm definitely, my style is definitely composition based. Like, I make things from scratch out of nowhere often. Sometimes I might be humming a tune, you know, like over and over, and I'm like, okay, I'll record it into a voice note. And then try and find the chords on guitar. And then from there, I try to decide, okay, what genre do I even want to make this song into? Then from then on, I start, you know, making the beats, jam some things together, see how it sounds, and go from there. That's like my process all the time. And which means it usually starts from lyrics first. Mm. So for me, the message of the song comes first all the time. I don't think, I'm very bad at vibing. Bro, it's the hardest thing. I know so many people I've met that can hear a beat and just listen to it and just start singing one hit song or something. And for me, that's, I can't create anything like that. The song comes, then a tune is repeating, and then I try to kind of catch the idea and make it a thing.
But do you think that do you think you have that process because you produce as well?
I think I produce because I have that process.
Okay.
Yeah, because, okay, so when I was a kid, in Abuja, my mom would take me to like these studios around town and say, oh, my daughter makes music. And she would pay people you know, 10K, 15K. She didn't really invest. To like, you know, hash out a bit for me. And most people couldn't come to terms with the fact that this kid was able to like, from instrumentation to melody to drums to rhythm and everything, figure out. I think they felt kind of like, okay, so what's my job here? You know? And I think that's where things kind of started for me. I just, out of that, I just realized, look, if I want to create the things that are in my head, I can't go to somebody else's lab. I have to have my own.
You have to, yeah.
And so production started for me like at 14. I was just experimenting in school. And then I eventually just started making my own beats.
Okay, that's really interesting. I think, like I said earlier, I like to refer to you as like an all-round creative because you produce, you sing, you write as well, you compose, like you said. And I heard that you also edit videos.
I edit my stuff myself.
Can you imagine? I'm going to call you a creative director as well, because what don't you do?
Yeah, somewhat.
But like, how is that like? I don't want to ask if that's a lot of pressure, but I feel like there might be some sort of pressure with that. But like, in terms of working with other people, how is that? Do you find it easy to work with people? Do you find it hard to work with people?
Working with people, I feel, is easier because one, there's more hands, less stress. And then you finally are able to get the professionals to do what it is, you know? Like, have you seen a kid try to draw a tree versus a painter try to draw a tree? I'll draw the tree. But you might not know where the leaf is. So I think it's quite interesting now, like all the things I was trying to do that worked for someone who's like on their own independent. Now that I have the team around me and the label and like, you know, so many things that are coming together to help me push forward. Yeah. I feel like things are now starting to take form and look closer to the tree that I was trying to draw. Yeah.
But now you have like, you can draw the tree better at least.
Yes, exactly.
By yourself.
Exactly.
Do you sometimes have to deal with, I feel like everybody does, but like, do you sometimes have to deal with like imposter syndrome just because of how, I feel like the more creative you are, the worse the syndrome, even the imposter syndrome even is. So I'm guessing like, how do you deal with that?
At the beginning, I'll say yes. I definitely felt like, what am I even doing here? But then, have you ever gotten scammed before? Like, have you ever gotten scammed in this business, like podcasting, where someone comes in with their full chest, tells you I'm going to bring this specific type of mic.
Yes.
And then they come with like literally like a blow dryer or something crazy. Yeah. So I think after being in here and seeing that most people don't really like, if you've been doing what has been working for you all this while, you probably know what you're doing.
Fair enough.
And it doesn't even matter if it's only your guys in school that know you. Like, if you've been doing it like that and it's been inspiring someone
somewhere,
you know what you're doing. And it's just to grow. Growth is for everyone. I think even for the big people, they're looking down at the younger people wanting to know, okay, what's the new...
What's next?
Exactly. So everyone's growing. And it's not linear. It's like you can go up, down, sideways, just grow, you know, learn more stuff. So I think imposter syndrome is a sin. Personally, I don't think I have any business with it. And like, I just don't really have that. I'm okay with failing. Like if I try something and it doesn't work, it's fine.
I love that. Yeah. That's very inspiring. I love that. I needed to hear that actually.
Exactly.
All right. I really, really, really love what you do. I really love how you tell your own stories and how you, you know, drag men, basically. You actually have serious hatred for men.
How do I put this? I feel like it's like when people give criticism, it's not about hate, right? It's just about feedback. The dragging only happens when you don't take the feedback properly. So I'll say no, for sure. It's just like an environment. I work with men too.
Yeah.
I work with women. I feel like
your old man,
there are women that are dicks, there are men that are dicks.
Yeah, you know, it, for sure.
Being a dick doesn't discriminate, you know. But I will say, Am I allowed to say dick on the podcast?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Yeah. I will say, though, that if a woman is a dick and a man is a dick, she has, like, 2 seconds before the whole world caves in on her. So we're being held to, like, a higher standard in general. You know, like, at home, you know, even being a female producer, trying to make beats, I cannot knock one or two percussion before I must say plates or something. You know what I mean? Like, or family members asking, why are you letting her do this? Why are you letting her do that? Go out alone, go out late at night, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of it is like, even if your family is ready to support you, yeah. which I knew how to, you know, navigate my parents.
Yeah.
You know, I knew the right things to say, you know, the right way to, yeah. But the moment certain people would just come and get involved, like, family or like extended family, it will just get complicated because obviously, you know, things are tough for Nigerian women and women from the north,
yeah.
most especially. I feel there's just this notion that we're not really allowed to do like so many things outside of what they feel we should be doing. So yeah, there's a lot to be like upset about in terms of like women's place generally. And I think talking about it, it's funny, but like the stats on the song is like majority guys that are listening, which is a very good thing because I'm not preaching to women. Like they never had, it was never their problem. It's not their burden to carry.
Yeah.
I think feminism, I feel, is something where we should focus on young boys and, you know, even like old men too. Like you can still teach old people new tricks, right? But mainly the youth, because they're the future. And I feel like we should teach them the right things so that women don't have to be feminists. I'm not trying to give birth to a feminist. I'm not trying to give birth to any woke child in anything. People should just get their shit together and stop oppressing other groups of people for whatever reason it is, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my general opinion.
Just general opinion. I love that. It's very, very important. We should be preaching these things. These are the important things. These are the things that people need to hear. I love that. I love that you do, like you have a way, like I said, to tell your own story and to like pass your own message, and you do it how you want to do it, not how anybody else wants you to do it. I think the first time I heard I Don't Like You, I was at Shani's. I guess you had just sent it to Shani, but I was working at Native at the time. So we had a meeting and he played his song on the speaker and all that. And I'm like, who is this? Like, who can this even be? And he's like, oh, that's bloody blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, and it just stuck from the first time I heard this song. Like, this is what you were trying to say. This is who you're trying to talk to. These are the people that you're actually trying to like communicate with. And it's so interesting that you mentioned that like, it is not the woman's problem. It is not my issue, you know, like you.
Exactly. It's not my cross to carry.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody just needs to, like you said, get their shit together and do what they have to do. I love that. So where are you at right now? What are you doing right now? What are you expecting the next, how many months? I think 9 months in the year. How is it looking? What are you hoping to do?
So right now, I'm planning, obviously, my EP is coming up.
Yay.
And that's very exciting.
Yay.
But most stressfully and excitingly, I'm planning to do like a house tour in Nigeria.
A house tour?
Mm-hmm. So I'm basically going to open up a mailing list and ask different people in different cities to email us if they want me to come to their house.
Are you serious?
And do a show.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be on the road for like 2 weeks. And we're going to do it regardless of anything. We're going up north. We're going down south. We're going to the east. We're going to all the major cities.
I love that. What's the idea behind that? Why do you want to do that?
The idea behind it is, the truth of the matter is, I just don't like TikTok. I can't say it any other way. I'm just tired. My phone is starting to fry my brain. I can't lie. And then moving to Lagos, it's not like Abuja where, okay, you get tired of your phone, you drop it, you go outside and touch a tree or something, you know, like, and just cool your head. No, like, it's like when I look outside my window, it's like houses jam-packed and there's no space. I'll come outside and I'm in my neighbor's parking lot. So I think one major thing I want to do is actually just travel Nigeria and actually just experience cultures. And like, rather than connecting with people online, I want to connect in person. Like, I want to actually meet people. I'm not selling tickets. I'm not doing any kind of, like, it's not for money. I just genuinely want to meet
people.
And I feel like it would be a very cool way.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's a very different idea, very new and very... It's a nice way to bring back the what's it called?
Old school traditional. Tourists.
Yeah. I love that. You're going to go to the north as well.
Mm-hmm.
How was it like growing up in the north, though? Did you grow up in the north?
I mean, Abuja, growing up in Abuja... Shortlink to Kaduna and then shortlink to Jos where I schooled. The north was like a huge part of my upbringing, right? Because Abuja is in the north.
Yeah.
My mom's from Kedi. My dad's from Taraba. And then I schooled in Jos. So I was really just there. up there. I feel like there's definitely like good things and bad things. Like I said, women are held to a different standard, especially up north. It's a very different thing. I feel like where you guys draw the line for that Ashawu mark to enter is a different line for us up there.
Wow.
DJ is Ashawu in the north. Female DJ.
Are you serious?
Female musician. It depends on what you're singing. Are you singing in the church? Could be Ashawu. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's a very, very like...
different.
It's a very different environment, very different ideology. People think differently, they act differently. And I think a lot of the things that they do are to a certain extreme. I'm really grateful that at the least I was a little, you know, like Abuja was a little, like at least, you know, we just breathe small. It's just Christmas, visit people, all this stuff. But other than that, at least, you know, I could... have my own set apart upbringing where my parents really could protect me from things, but they couldn't protect me from everything.
Of course.
Right?
They tried.
From the things you hear from people's aunties and the things that you see yourself.
Yeah.
But I will say that it's also beautiful in the sense that the North has its own kind of modest way of being special.
Mm.
Like, people's concepts of loyalty and honesty is different in the north. There was a time I was in a keke and I dropped a wad of cash and my phone. And the guy drove back from far to bring it back to where I was standing.
It can never
be Lagos. Can never be. Because Lagos, I went to a show and there were guys walking past me and they kind of like, I don't know. I was just moving. They were just tapping me both sides. I didn't really know anything was happening. I just kind of thought they were passing and like we were bumping into each other.
I just to check your phone.
My phone.
It had gone? Phew. Are you serious?
Bruh. And
what
I was
the
like,
fuck?
I had to stand. Lucky I was impressed. I was a little impressed, but I was also very disappointed because I felt like a very foolish human being. Like, you know when someone just makes you into this movie?
Like,
bro, I was just like, God, my
that is so ridiculous. There was this time I was coming back from, I didn't even go for the concert. It's even the worst part. It was Wizkid's concert in 2018, 2019, I can't remember. But I was walking, I was trying to find my friend because my friend went and I was just not doing that night. I was typing, someone tried to snatch my I'm like, you people don't even
why you went
while I was typing. I'm
that
like,
doesn't make sense.
You
now why
don't even care.
They should have waited for you to pocket it.
They tried to drag it from my hand. It just my phone was just tight in my hand. Since that day, and I'm typing. I don't even type when I'm walking. When I have to type, I'm holding it with two hands and I'm typing and I'm putting it back in my pocket when I'm done. It's so ridiculous.
Oh god.
Like the way it was steal from you, think you are the problem in fact.
Nah, they're Lagos really is wild.
Lagos is a crazy, it's a very, very different scene compared to like what you're saying. And I'm very, like, it's very nice to hear a very different perspective in terms of like the north and things.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But like, when I say I'm very like, well, I would say proud, but like I'm very happy with like how your parents basically made you, you know what? No. No, yeah. But would you say that, like, you, obviously, I feel like you did, but, like, would you say that you personally also had that, that idea that, you know, no, this is not the person I want to be. This is, I'm not this guy. Mm-hmm. This is who I am, and this is how I want to be.
Yeah, like, honestly, I feel like I had, just by way of my upbringing, for me to even exist, you can imagine how stubborn I kind of have to be. It's impossible to not be stubborn and to exist as how I am now. And I think it's funny how a lot of people think this term, like, crazy manifestors, oh, I'm going to come and be screaming. I'm already crazy where I'm from. I don't need to be more crazy. I appear to be modest now, like, in a kind of way to people. But I'm actually really not. I had, like, a lot of things that had to pull me out of the environment I was in. Mm. And I stood out all my life. I think now in Lagos, I'm finally blending in comfortably, because I feel like the weary in Lagos is a different weary. She gets
it. How long have you been special. Here for?
Been here for like eight months. 1 year. Jesus.
Are you serious?
You guys are owing me my
life. I remember I saw what your TikTok. The first TikTok you made when you were coming to Lagos.
That's 1 year ago.
Whoa.
You guys are owing me my life. Do you get what I'm saying? Lagos is like that. It's so quick. I'm not kidding. Whoa. Time flies here.
That was a year ago. I remember saying that, like, that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm,
that
is
so funny.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's been the fastest year of my life. So, yeah.
And it's been, as fast as it's been more, definitely one of the most productive years.
Mm.
Definitely one of the most
for sure
inspiring years. Definitely one of the most, like, I love that. Like, I'm happy. I'm excited to see what's coming next, actually. Like, I feel like I've said it before, like, one of my favorite artists right now.
Thank you.
I just respect people that just want, just do anything they want. Like, just do it. Like, nobody's forcing you to do anything. Just do what you feel like.
Exactly.
Works for you. He has worked once. He has worked twice. Why don't you just build on that and see how you can make yourself a better person instead of trying to chase heat.
Blend in.
Trying to be a Lagos buddy.
I'm screaming. I agree.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
Hello?
Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our sleep blog?
I haven't, actually. I've been chilling. Should I do giveaway?
Like, mad.
Are you serious?
So it's by working.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get a package here.
So. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMoney. GoMoney allows me to track my finances. That way, I know exactly what I'm spending my money on. So now, with the GoMoney app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store. And bank links.
So, I'm excited. Like I said, I want to see what you're going to do next. But locking your socials here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can follow me. Is what you're
saying? Yeah.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram at bloody_CIV, and pretty much everywhere else. Twitter. I think that's my TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok.
I have Snapchat, but it's right. bloody_CIV, and I don't post.
Mm. So your Snapchat, well, you said you don't post, but is it kind of like your own personal thing? Do you have that personal?
I just don't know how it works.
Okay, you know what?
It's very confusing.
I'll take it upon myself to teach you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Gen Next. This is the final episode. I'm so happy that, like, we did this as the last episode. This is the final episode of Gen Next, and I'll see you guys on another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. Bye.